This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Edward Snowden, the leaker, now has asylum for a year in Russia. The whole Snowden affair has shined a spotlight on the relationship between the technology industry and the federal government. It's a pas de deux that has been very good to both parties for decades. But as Marketplace's Quina Kim explains in the second of two reports on the government and Silicon Valley's shared history, the relationship is now getting complicated.
Silicon Valley was born out of crisis. Steve Adams is a business historian at Salisbury University.
In Silicon Valley, a geopolitical crisis has always represented opportunity.
Until 2 days ago, that sound had never been heard on this earth. The radio signal transmitted by the Soviet Sputnik.
That was 1957, near the height of the Cold War. In a few decades, the satellite would have its moment as the ultimate spying machine. But to get there, the military needed microchips, which meant big business, and it put Silicon Valley on the map. Since then, the Valley has found a consumer market, which has given rise to companies like Apple, Google, and Facebook. Steve Blank is a tech entrepreneur in the Valley.
It's always been two Silicon Valleys, weapon system suppliers, and the commercial companies in Silicon Valley.
But Blank says the relationship has become more complicated, especially on the business side, since 9/11. After the attacks, the CIA realized that collecting data wasn't enough. It needed to know how to connect the dots. So it poured millions into startups all over the Valley. One of the companies that benefited is Palantir, which makes software that analyzes data.
Palantir solves the 9/11 problem.
Ashley Vance wrote about the company for Bloomberg Businessweek magazine.
It basically makes it possible to be able to search and correlate information across all these databases.
And he said it could be that that technology is being used to connect the dots on us, or the data that the National Security Agency is collecting from Google, Facebook, Apple, and other tech giants.
For the long run of Silicon Valley, this is business-wise very, very dangerous development.
Martin Kenny is a professor at UC Davis. He says the reality or even the perception that the Valley is helping the government spy on people is bad for big business. He points to China, which has resisted doing significant business with U.S. telecom and tech companies over suspicions that it's being spied on.
The Snowden revelations actually show that the Chinese were right.
And a recent study by the Cloud Security Alliance, an industry group, found that nearly half the companies surveyed after the Snowden revelations said that they were less likely to use an American data storage company. I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.